Parents are coming together over shared concerns about the state of education in the U.S. And one grassroots organization called Moms for Liberty is growing rapidly. These moms are on a mission to fight for the survival of America and unite parents. NTD's Grace Coulter has that story.
This is my first time appearing before you.
For many parents across the country, 2020 was an eye-opener.
Parents are awake. They're awake and they're paying attention and they're not going to accept this for their children.
Remote learning allowed parents to see what their children are really being taught. Things like pseudo-Marxist critical race theory or age-inappropriate sexual education. Remote learning and school mask mandates made many parents feel their children's mental and emotional well-being was being neglected. And grades are also slipping.
And so we felt that it was time for a real organized grassroots effort across the country, and moms are answering back loudly.
And thus, Moms for Liberty was born. Florida moms and former school board members Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich started up the grassroots organization in January to help parents reclaim their parental rights. And in just over 6 months, Moms for Liberty has grown to 65 chapters in 24 states with over 20,000 members.
The best thing about Moms for Liberty is that they're making it their own. This fight has to be fought in their own backyard. They have to know who their school board members are, how their school board works, what the agendas are, what issues are most pressing.
For California mom Jennifer Griniger, that issue is mask mandates. Her 8-year-old son has special needs, so wearing a mask all day is out of the question. And in California, the mandate now extends to this upcoming school year.
And so a lot of families are not on board with that. They're not okay with their child in a mask for that length of time. And they're really looking to start forming private teaching pods. And that's one of the things that our chapter is focusing on right now.